of a talking to about the coaching lines and the coaching box there. So
the Royals into the front court. Oh, my goodness. Claire got rocked that time by Natalie Feetz. It'll be her third personal. But
that was a little frustration, I believe. It wasn't dirty or anything. It was just frustration.
Claire just kind of goes, whoa. Looks up here. Back in the ballgame, Koski, 5'7 junior. She replaces Natalie Feetz. And it'll be Addie Voller to inbound it right below Michael. With the 11:32 to go. Underneath, wide open, Claire.
Nice.
Just kind of lulled Kegler into sleep that time. And Claire Nelson now quickly has 5 points here in the second half. 52-24. Rotate the perimeter, do the Pirates with the basketball. High pass, right side to Book. Jab steps to Feetz, back out to Book. Three ball on the way. Short. Rebound, however, by the Pirates. Put it back up, and good for Olivia Feetz.
Well, right side, she's going to score.
She's got 20 of them. 20 of the 26 points. Just two players have scored thus far for the Pirates. The Feet sisters have accomplished that feat, pun intended.
I see what you did there.
Here's Schooley back on top. Jay Glinski fakes the three ball, goes to Bollard on the left baseline, put it up, no, and the rebound coming out of there with it is Emma Sampson, whose name we have just not said at all tonight.
They took her out of the game.
They really have, and here's another turnover forced by Addie Bollard. Bounce it right side to Sarah Shaw, who will put it up with the right hand and finish it. Sarah now with 15 points. And the Royals lead grows to almost 30 now. And we're going to reach in call. I think it's going to go against Sarah. If it is, it would be number 3 on her.
Sure tis.
Only the second team foul so far on the Royals here in half number 2.
Yep, that's correct.
Schlocked her back into the ballgame with those four personals for the Pirates. And coach's going to take a timeout. We'll keep it here. Give you a chance to catch up on what's happening on our stations here over the next several days. Of course, the Bucks are at the T-Wolves tonight. Boy, they got themselves a nice little team this year, don't they?
Yeah.
Playing really well. And, of course, tomorrow we've got Wisconsin men's hockey on WFHR.
They're playing well. Oh, boy.
They surely are. 4:30. I think last I saw, they're in the top 5.
I think they dropped to 6, okay. I want to say.
Okay. They're at Penn State. And then hopefully we'll be right back here at about 6:45, 6:50 or so with the Royals. And as of right now, if everything would hold up, the Royals would be playing Randolph.
Hey, and then, hey, we're going to get out of here in plenty of time, maybe catch a fish fry and one of Randy's favorite old fashions. And then Bucks play, 9 o'clock.
Yeah, that should be a good one.
Against the T-Wolves, so hey, maybe we can catch another basketball game after this one.
Speaking of the Bucks, on Sunday, they're going to be at the Sixers.
Oh, yeah.
Airtime is at 11:30, and then on Monday, hopefully I get a chance to get back and join James. It's been a couple of weeks, and get a chance to do playmakers with him.
Oh, yeah, I got to call in one of these days.
You do.
We can make it a...
We keep saying that.
Yeah, well,
gotta get you on.
Life happens. But speaking of that, 3 minutes left over in Randolph. And it's 47-27. The Rockets blasted off over the Wildcats. So I think we're having a date here with a rematch, 2022 state title game.
Sarah Shaw with the steal again. Takes it full court with the left hand off the glass and good. 56-26. Sarah with another two there.
There's a few people going to the exits.
Here's another steal by the Royals. Jay Glinski going to jack it from three-point line.
Oh!
Michael will let you know it's good. Jordan Jay Glinski will knock in her three, and now a steal by Schooley. Up ahead to Shaw, who goes to the right side to Vollert, who will finish it. And Coach Doolittle says, I've just seen enough of this replay. And he takes a timeout as the scoreboard climbs to 61-26. And, you know, we talked about it, Michael, in the pregame. We said that this team reminds us, height-wise, a little bit of Athens. You know, they don't press.
Yes.
They just kind of set it up, and they just want to work it down low. But tell you what, the Royals have done a really job of denying, except for the bright side there for Olivia Feitz. They've just taken Emma Sampson right out of this game. Hannah Dietzenbach has not scored. We've said it several times. Just the two Feats girls, they're the only ones that have scored.
Yeah. I mean, they're as far as scoring, they're obviously a foot above the rest on the team. No pun intended. When someone takes a shot from the outside, I should pay probably closer attention because that's about the time they score. But I don't pay much mind to it because it's not one of the Feats girls. If it's from the right side, if it's not number 42, I'm not worried about it. If it's from the left side, if it's not just as big, number 13, I'm not worried about it either. The Royals have done an excellent job just limiting anything that they can do on offense, and especially in the second half. I mean, they've got 8 points. That's pretty solid defense by any stretch of the word.
So we come out of the timeout. And the Royals immediately get a steal. Sarah Shaw goes to the basket with the right hand and gets another two. Sarah now with 5 in the second half, 17 on the night. 63-26, and they got a kick that's going to be called on Shaw. She almost got another steal.
Now, may God rest Carl Weathers from... I know you don't watch a lot of movies, but he's a man who played Apollo Creed in the Rocky movies, and this is about where you say throw the darn towel like in Rocky IV. This is getting out of control.
And right now, as Natalie Feats tries to come into the front court with the left-hand dribble, she was hounded on both sides. She had to take it and carry the ball to get past the defender, and the official says, "You can't do that."
I don't think he clapped, but...
Here's Shaw on the baseline, over to Jay Glinski. Another three ball on the way.
Ooh.
That one's just a go short. Run down in the corner right in front of me this time by Olivia Feats.
Ooh, almost got her in the head.
Natalie Feats will catch, take it up the left side of the court with the left hand, spin it around the right hand, and crosses it in front of Jay Glinski. Gets a little screen and help and takes it to the top of the wheel and reloads the offense with 8:41 to go and a 63-26 lead. And now Jay Glinski just goes in, reaches in. Ball comes free. Sarah Shaw ties up. Possession arrow is in favor of Fall River. Turnover number 35, and they have 26 points. That's what the Royals can do to you with this pressure defense.
It's just looking at the score, a big deal, but once you add that turnover factor in, now it's that much more impressive. Oh, there's
to the floor. We're going to get a blocking foul as down went Sampson
on Claire Nelson.
How many got on Claire? Three?
Three.
Me too. As well.
Okay, also. T-O-O, not T-W-O.
Correct.
Okay, right. Okay. If it was T-O, I'd have to backhand you, right?
8:28. Here's the inbound. Sampson with the liberal runner. It doesn't go. From the right side, this time Feats misses it.
Can't believe it. That's like that might be the first shot she's missed all night. And that's not a joke. She's been spot on from that right side.
Jay Glinski from the left side for
Boom!
Three.
Boom!
What do you think? Did she hit it?
Maybe.
Ha-ha! Back-to-back threes.
I'm channeling my inner Emerald Agassi.
Steal by Shaw. She gets shoved from behind. They're going to say the basket's good, and the free throw will be coming up for Sarah. Off of turnover number 37.
She makes this. That's 12 points. She's making up for lost time.
Free throw is on the way, and good.
There you go. She got 12 in each half.
So the Royals, we do a little paperwork here. Extend their lead to 69-26. Spitz almost gets a steal. They try to get it underneath. Ball was tipped, but caught by none other than Olivia Feats as she catches and finishes. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 for her in the second half. 22 on the ball game of the 28 points for Fall River. Smith's at the free throw line. She gets banged from behind. It's going to be called on Olivia Bukoski. The 5'7 junior picks up her first personal. Team's fifth. And I think we had Kylie Carroll into the ball game for the Royals.
Yep.
Kylie, a 5'5 freshman. Also into the ball game. More substitutes coming in.
Madison Moss and Emily Mrozek.
So the Royals with the basketball.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There we go. Yep.
Moss gets banged. Round to Kylie Carroll. Rozek from the free throw line. Bang it in. Crowd goes wild as she knocks it home.
She was the only Royal that suited up against Port Edwards to not score. Well, she's in the scoring column tonight.
They try to lob it underneath. They are successful in doing so to guess who? If you guessed Olivia Feats, you're the winner. 71-30.
Think we got some run time coming now, Randy.
Yep. Now a steal as they knock it away and you get a foul as Natalie Feats took it length of the court after the steal.
And guess what? That came from the left side. So as that would always be going the way it is, she's getting two.
She has 2 3 bombs behind her name and now a free throw, which is on the way and a little long. Second free throw is going to be wiped out even if she does make it as the sister got into the free throw area.
Darn it, huh?
Man, thanks. But she missed it anyway, so did not matter. Kavanaugh breaking the pressure. Goes up ahead to Moss. Has the ball. Kylie Carroll has it poked away. Sampson's going to take it length of the court. Lay it up and in. Hey, somebody else scored.
I'm sorry, Randy. I know you didn't mean it that way, but that was just that funny.
Kylie Carroll getting harassed in the backcourt. Double team. Ball's on the floor. So is Kylie. And jump ball. This time possession arrow in favor of the Royals. And we've got a running clock going here with the lead having getting over 40 at one point here in the second half. As Natalie Feats comes out of the ballgame. And is replaced by Olivia Koski. Kavanaugh going to bring the ball into the 10-second line. Gets double-teamed immediately, and they're going to say she walked.
I'll agree with that.
4 minutes, clock runs. 71-32 Royals. We'll be right back here tomorrow night. It looks like we'll be playing Randolph, the number 10 team in the state. And finally, Emma Sampson gets a couple on the scoreboard as she spins from the left side. And then the Royals in the backcourt. Look out, Kylie. She runs, tries to save it over there by the scorer's table, but she stops in time without getting injured. Turnover on the Royals, unofficially number 15. 3-3-3 remaining in the second half. 71-34 Royals. This is the ball gets worked around the perimeter. Book goes over to Feats. Back over to Book, into the hands of Akoski.
They're looking for a three.
And they thought they were going to take one right there, but instead they were going to get a tie-up. And it was called a travel instead.
Great job by Morozik to get in there and not let go.
Coach Doolittle grabbing his arm and hoping he'd get the foul called, but he's a little frustrated as well. I don't think he anyway expected that the score would be this lopsided tonight.
Nope.
It's Kavanaugh in the backcourt.
I didn't think it would be either.
No, I did not. If you'd have said they would have
clocked them.
Running clock, we'd have probably giggled at you. Down low.
Tee-hee, tee-hee.
There's Sampson again. She now has 6 points here in the second half. 71-36. Royals still more than doubling up the Pirates. 2:25 to go. Here they break the
beautiful
pass up ahead off from the left side. Put it up. Put it down for Madison Moss. Her first two. 73-36. A couple of ticks over 2 minutes to go. Lob it underneath. Feats misses it from the right side this time. Rebound to Moss.
Oh.
And then she throws it right underneath the basket into the hands of Feats, who'll say thank you very much for the assist that time.
Yeah, have another.
Turnover number 17. And now they double-team Kavanaugh in the backcourt, and she'll travel. And clock will run right through this horn as they take out Olivia Feats, who gets a standing ovation from the people who made the long trek here from Fall River.
She's had a great game tonight.
The only senior out of their nine that have played here tonight. So her career is going to come to a close. Like we said, Coach Doolittle not real happy that they had to make this long trek up here and call it a regional. And now Ari Cavanaugh gets a steal, and she gets fouled as she goes to the basket. Bring up, it should be a 1-1, right? Ferrari?
Yes. Yes, should be.
That fouled was whistled against Maggie Book, her first. And Ari's free throw is on the way and a little bit long. And the rebound comes down to the Pirates as they take it across the timeline with 45 ticks to go. Book around the left side. Three ball on the way.
Boom.
Good for Natalie Feetz. She now has 3 3 balls and 9 points. More pressure in the backcourt by the Pirates. Long pass up ahead. Moss bounces it over. Put it up with the right hand and finish it for Madison. 75-41. Final 15 seconds. And this is how I'm going to finish things up. They'll stop the clock so they can shoot the free throws. With 15 ticks to go, and Emma Sampson will shoot two off the foul that's whistled against Madison Moss. Free throw in the air and hits the rim, but goes through for Sampson. 7 points. So unless something changes dramatically in the final 15 seconds, it looks like only three different players, second one's good, are going to score here for the Pirates tonight. Unless they get a steal with 10 seconds to go.
Double dribble.
Almost a walk that time, but Kylie Carroll gets it across the timeline. Moss, the ball pops up high in the air. 3-2-1, if they can make a half-court shot. Oh, a little bit too long. And the gun sounds, and the final scoreboard is going to read. The Assumption Royals, 75. The Fall River Pirates, 43. Michael and I got quite a few numbers to add up. We'll take a little time to do that. We'll be back with more from Assumption to wrap things up after this.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. 4 a.m, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
All right, son, time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay, what's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First drown it with a bucket of water, then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth! More Reba! Winona!
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn!
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn!
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth! More Reba!
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wiscountry.
Winona.
Back here at Assumption High School as the Royals victorious tonight by the final of 75-43. We have the good fortune of once again talking with Coach Klein here tonight. And Coach, you know, we were talking in the pregame show. You reminded us a little bit of Athens. They were big, but your girls really did a job with the pressure tonight.
Yeah, I think the big difference was that, you know, a lot of our girls were aggressive with the dribble once it, you know, once they understood that their size was something that maybe gave them an advantage in certain areas, but then driving by them was another option. So we put the ball on the floor nicely and shared it really well. I think this must have been the most assists we had in a game so far this year. Our girls just did a nice job all around. And then obviously having Sarah back at the top of the press, that's makes any press that we run way better. So,
yeah, and all those forced turnovers, she turned those into 24 points, and I think most of those were layups.
Yeah, yep. I mean, that's the way she does it, and I haven't seen anyone ever do it better. So it's impressive and fun to watch.
You know what I was impressed with, too? I mean, kind of a little side note, but I was impressed with it. Your young girls coming in there about the last 4 or 5 minutes and how unselfish they were. You could just see the way they were passing the ball was just like your starting five.
Well, I mean, when you have to play in practice against our pressure and you do that all year, you know, it's got to prepare you a little bit. So I don't know that Fall River was able to put the pressure on those girls as much as they see night in and night out, and they're pretty used to turning it over. So I know they had a couple of those down the stretch, but like you said, they shared it well and then went and turned pressure into points for us down the stretch and finished the deal. So yeah, it was fun to watch those little ones out there. I mean, credit to our girls, they really in the second half, you know, we got up toward 40 points and the girls were like, we're going to get that. And they did, you know, and that's, I think it was a great goal for them. And to see them setting goals, even in a small game like this, and then going out and achieving them, it's baby steps toward bigger things. So
until right at the end there, for quite some time, you had forced more turnovers than they had points. And if you can do that, it's like a recipe for disaster for the other team, and it's almost a sure win.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of the girls feed off of the energy that Sarah brings us. So Sarah obviously makes it better, but she makes others better too. So credit to all the girls. That was a fun one to watch.
Yeah, Emma Sampson, their leading scorer coming in, she's got 8 late, but they only had 2 girls really that scored the entire game until about the last 2 minutes. So that pressure was really good. But I'll tell you what, the other thing I was impressed with, Coach, was Anna Schooley. I mean, she's battling against those bigs, but the way she just knows the ball, is she good in geometry? I mean, she just sometimes just got to the right side, the right spot, the right angle, and was able to get the rebound.
Yeah, I think she's got older brothers, so that helps.
Well, Coach, now you got the way it sounds, Randolph looks like they have won against Wild Rose, and you had played Wild Rose early in the year. It's always nice to go against a little bit new competition. Last, I think I saw Randolph 10th in the state.
Yeah, it makes it a little tougher for Jags to have to do a scouting report, though.
Does Randolph ring a bell to you in your playing days?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Looking back at that, and I think we met them one time in the state championship, if I remember correctly. And so that'll be fun tomorrow night.
Yeah, it'll be a good one.
Thank you for coming. Sure,
looking
appreciate
forward
it.
To it. Yep. Thanks, guys.
We appreciate it very much. That's Coach Ryan Klein of the Assumption Royals, who are victorious here tonight by the final of 75-43. They led it 37-18 at the half and outscored the Pirates 38-25. Real quick, take a look at some of the individual and team statistics here. For the Assumption Royals, they were led in scoring by none other than Sarah Shaw. As she finishes unofficially, we kind of got some question marks as to the score, but they add up to 75, so we're going to go with it. Sarah Shaw with 24 points and 14 for Addie Vollert. They were the two girls in double digits. Just a tick behind was Anna Schooley with 9, 8 for Jordan J. Glinski, 7 for Lydia Smits, 5 for Claire Nelson, 4 for Madison Moss, and 2 points apiece for Ari Cavanaugh and for Emily Morozik. And the Royals only turning it over 13 times here tonight. For the Pirates of Fall River, 3 girls only in the scoring column. Olivia Fites finishing with 26, Sister Natalie with 9, and Emma Sampson, their leading scorer, was held to 8 points, most of those in garbage time at the end. And the big stat, they turned it over 38 times. So the Assumption Royals outscoring the Pirates 38-25 in the second half, and they advance to the regional final where they will host Randolph Rockets tomorrow night. Michael and I will be right back here to bring it your way. Michael, final thoughts for tonight's ballgame?
You couldn't have asked for a much better way to get Shaw kind of really back acclimated to playing time. This is the most significant playing time she's had since Auburndale was on the court here when she got hurt. So if they, being the Royals, can play defense like they did and pressure the Rockets like they did, it might be a very nice night to be a Royal. And then we just worry about where we'd be going on Thursday against possibly Lourdes Academy. And with that, it's scheduled to be in Oshkosh West as of right now. But, I mean, they might move it to make it a more neutral site. But who knows? They got to win tomorrow night to do it.
Yeah, they'll do that once in a while. They'll move things around. But that's why you always keep it tuned right here to WIRI and our sister station, WFHR, so that we can keep you abreast of all the happenings as they continue down the tournament trail. So that's going to wrap things up here from Assumption as the Royals victorious 75-43. Great big thank you to all of our sponsors. Also to Seth Habiger back at our studios. For Michael Comer and Coach Ryan Klein, this is Randy Paul saying so long, everybody. You've been listening to victorious Assumption Royal basketball here, FM 105.5 WIRI.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by El Cafe, Greenaway RV, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, Mankey's Collision Repair, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so we can bring these games to our audience. Call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Flurries ending, mostly clear tonight, a low around 10. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, breezy with a high near 40. Low 50s for a high and mostly sunny Sunday. On Monday, even warmer, windy with a high in the low 60s, lots of sun. Currently 21 degrees.
Gotta get home to my loving honey. She'll be there waiting, waiting impatiently. Love is on a roll, love is on a good roll. Usually I meet with the boys on Friday. Only this morning she said, this is my day. The look she gave me sent a shiver down into my soul. Love is on a roll, love is on a good roll. Ah, love is on a roll. Ah, love is on a good roll. Thank you.
from the B-side. Country Legends 24/7 from 105.5 FM.
Patti Loveless.
105.5 FM.
Well, good morning. Tell me, how'd you sleep last night? You're still smiling, so we must have done something.
Kendall talking about the Kendalls' early years on Country Legends 24/7.
Actually, Daddy and I, when we on the first recordings that we did, our first albums, actually, I would stand on a little Coke box and we had one mic. So everything that you heard really was just live recordings.
I'm Gene Watson on Country Legends 24/7.
You said you dreamed of candlelight, old fine French champagne, satin pillows on a bed, music softly played. Tonight you're gonna have it all. I only aim to please. Let me lead you down the hall. This dream's on me. Dreams for some will always be a mystery, like a fairy tale, just make believe. Won't you let me show you how good love can be? This dream's on me. Close your eyes, I'll take you where I hope you come to stay. I know I've told you all your dreams may come true someday. They're waiting right behind that door, yours to touch and see. Tonight will be like none before. This dream's on me. me. Dreams for some will always be a mystery, like a fairy tale, just make believe. Won't you let me show you how good love can be? This dream's on me. This dream's on me.
Country Pride, Central Wisconsin wide. Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Hello, I'm David.
I'm Howard.
We're the Bellamy Brothers. From 1985, this one is Lie to You for Your Love.
From Country Legends 24/7.
105.5 FM.
just right. If you ain't waiting for somebody special, would you be with me tonight? I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer, I'm a movie star, I'm an astronaut, and I own this bar. And I'd lie to you for your love. About myself, I can tell you you're the only one, baby. There'll never be nobody else. Yeah, I'm running for president. I got money to burn. My heart don't ache, and my body don't yearn. Come out and say it. I ain't never seen a woman quite like you. My family comes from royalty on my daddy's side. Love just can't be denied. I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer, I'm a movie star, I'm an astronaut, and I own this bar. And I'd lie to you for your love. I'd lie to you for your love. I'd lie to you for your love. That's
you.
Skaggs on his parents from Country Legends 24/7.
Just how much my mom and dad played a role in my life. My mother taught me about Jesus. She taught me how to love him, how to pray, and how to believe the word, the Bible, as being the word of God, the truth. And my dad was a Christian, but he walked it out. He lived it. He didn't wear it on his sleeves. And he was a great man, served the community, took care of people, helped people, but taught me so much about music. And he was so instrumental in getting these old-time musicians around me, where I could get around them and learn from these elders, these old fathers of the music, fiddle players, banjo players. So for that, I'm eternally grateful to my mom and dad. What a blessing they were to grow up with.
Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
just come unwind.